Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now.
It's finally spring for real here, I hope. And that means I'm looking ahead to the next stop on the wheel of the year, Beltane. I'm offering an online Beltane ceremony on Tuesday, April 30th. We'll be playing with colored ribbons like those on a maypole. The whole ceremony is lighthearted and celebratory, with the theme energizing woven into the guided drum journey, group divination, and ritual. The link to sign up is in the show notes. Okay, now on to our amazing guest. Jen Van Benschoten is here with me, and you're going to want to grab your tarot cards for this one. Speaking of which, Jen is an amazing tarot reader and teacher, and she just announced an online course called Tarot for Everyone, a 5-week exploration with daily and weekly practices to develop your intuition and deepen your connection to nature. The link for that is in the show notes. Do not miss this opportunity to learn from Jen. Jen is also a maker of gorgeous magical gemstone jewelry, a shamanic Reiki master practitioner, and a musician who takes ukulele music to a whole new level. Remember, her tarot course and other links are in the show notes. Hey, Jen, it's great to have you back for our first podcast of spring.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be back here in the first podcast of spring, even though we just had less than a week ago, we had a big 18 inch of snow storm here, but now it's starting to feel more like spring and we're noticing things starting to come out. I'm noticing buds and things, my lilac bushes, the little buds are starting to reemerge and the box elder tree in my backyard is starting to bud out. I'm starting to notice little buds there every morning when I go for a walk in my backyard. And So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about tarot for re-emerging. And, we've all here in the Northern Hemisphere, we've come through winter, we've come through that long dark, especially up here in the far north. Sometimes winter can feel very dark and very cold and very long. And we had something really special happen up here in this part of the Northeast, in this part of New York. Just a few days ago, we had a full solar eclipse, and my house was smack dab right in the middle of the path of totality. And that was really kind of a super duper magical connect me to the cosmos moment. And I know people are probably sick of hearing, people are probably sick of hearing eclipse stories, but I'm gonna talk a little bit about our experience, my experience with this eclipse in totality, because it has a lot to do with this energy of potential and reemergence. And in fact, one of the cards that I'm going to talk about today, which is highly relevant, is the sun when we're talking about potential and reemergence. And like many people, we got our eclipse glasses, and it was great because the schools were closed and the kids were able to, my son was able to just kind of hang out for the day. And my husband came home from work early because they were talking about major traffic jams between here and where he works. And so after lunch, we all kind of camped out in the way far back part of the property, and we had a prime viewing spot. The sun was literally right over our backyard. We had this beautiful viewing spot. And when you talk about reemergence, right? We need to go through these dark times of totality, because we learn so much there. We learn so much there, and it may not feel like it at the time, but there is really something magical about that. And we sat out there with our dog, and we had our lawn chairs, and I had my coat because I knew it was going to get cold. We were watching our chickens run around, and we could tell, you could feel it. I think we felt it before we saw it. The energy that day, I have to say, like, if you were energy sensitive at all, like, you were feeling into something that day, whether it was the potential of the eclipse coming, or whether it was, the all the crowds that came up here to see it. People were traveling all up and down the East Coast, to see this eclipse, to see this totality. And so we were sitting out there, and we really felt it before we saw it. And then all of a sudden, we noticed that the light had changed dramatically. It felt kind of like a cinematic art film lighting that we noticed all around us. And we noticed the birds were getting quiet, and our chickens got very confused, and they all started running back into the coop because they were like, oh, bedtime, even though it was like, quarter after 3 in the afternoon, they thought it was bedtime. And we heard a couple of bugs start, we heard some nighttime bugs starting to chirp. And it was really interesting. My dog noticed, even our dog noticed that, he noticed that, like, some of the little critters, some of the rodents that come out at night, were starting to wiggle their way out of their homes in the tall grass, in the far back part of our property, where it's kind of wild. We just let it grow. We don't mow it or anything. And so there's all these wonderful little habitats for creatures. And my dog was st he was starting to notice that some of these little creatures were coming out. And we noticed it, and it started getting darker and darker and darker. And then all of a sudden, it was like whoosh. It was like someone blew out the flame of a candle in an instant. And it really was the strangest darkness I've ever seen. Like, I've been through a few. I've been through a few partial eclipses, but I've never been through One, I've never, been in the path of totality of a solar eclipse before, and it was really magic. It was just like I said, it was someone like someone blew out the sun, like someone blew out the flame of a candle. And my husband could not get over the temperature drop, and I put my coat on. I was glad I had my coat because, even if it was just for a few sec, just for a few minutes, without the light of that sun, everything got so cold. And we heard everybody, apparently there was a big group gathered down at the covered bridge near where I live, and we heard everybody hooting and hollering and noisemakers, and my son and my husband and I all laughed and we're like, totality. And we looked around, and I didn't, I looked at the totality of the eclipse, once or twice, but I was so busy soaking up the atmosphere, just that darkness and the coolness. And we have this beautiful view of the Jay Mountain Range from my house, and the mountains all of a sudden just turned this inky black, but there was this amazing like golden purple light coming up from behind them. And it was the most magical kind of dusk that I had ever seen. It was so amazing. And it made me think of, it made me think about all these things. One of the things that Carolyn Mace, the author Carolyn Mace, has said for years, she said, we are all starving for the sacred. And I can't think of a more sacred moment to be a part of than something like a total solar eclipse. It really, it's like this magical connection to the cosmos that we are all starving for. And suddenly here it is right there. And we just, the three of us just kind of, we were just soaking it up, just the quiet and the dark and just the atmosphere. It was so intense. And then all of a sudden, things started to get lighter again. And we noticed, and there was that quality of the light. And if it makes any sense, it was very subtle, but it was very sudden at the same time. All of a sudden, the moon kept going and the sun started coming back and the temperature started coming up. And there was this reemergence. And, for everybody, whether or not you were in the path of totality or whether or not you could even see the eclipse, this astronomical and astrological phenomena. Everybody was affected by it. Like everybody, it changed everybody in some way, whether you're conscious of it or not. And we all kind of reemerged. We reemerged from this experience, just with this profound, with just this profound experience. And the energy was still pretty intense. And the next day, the astrology app on my phone popped up with a notification. It said, self-care after the eclipse, blanket forts, turn off notifications. And I was just like, oh yes, thank you. Like I needed that permission to just kind of unplug because it was really coming down off that energy was. It's like, whoo, it kind of felt like stepping off of a cliff. It was very intense. And so I was very happy to, I was very, very happy to take that time to indulge in a little bit of self-care and disconnect. And so, I didn't, so that day, I'll be honest with you, the day of the eclipse, I didn't even look, I didn't even touch my tarot cards because the energy was so intense and everything was like so chaotic. I think I mentioned it, it felt my brain felt like it was full of squirrels at a rave. And I said, no, I was like, I know better. I knew better than to go looking at any tarot cards or oracle cards to do any kind of divination that day because I knew it was just going to be like, it was just going to be too much. But now that we have, now that we have kind of emerged from this, and I can definitely feel today the energy is definitely starting to simmer down some more. If you are at all interested in, learning, in taking some time to do a little tarot reading, thing with this reemergence, it doesn't have to be after something as dramatic as a full solar eclipse. It can be, there's lots of times when we go through these dark nights, literally. We go through these dark nights of the soul. We go through winters. I know people in the Southern Hemisphere, you're just, anyone from the Southern Hemisphere who's listening, you're just starting to enter into that time of darkness and, that dark night of the soul. And when we reemerge, a lot of times we come out and we have a plan, and this dark night of the soul, sometimes, you come out with a plan, you come out with a direction. Other times it might not be so clear. You can feel things starting to happen, but you may still feel a little foggy, or you feel like you may need some way to integrate everything that you have experienced, as again with this full solar eclipse, that energy of, that energy of integration that we need to process as we move forward. So I'm going to talk about three cards from the major arcana, because again, we're talking about these dark nights of the soul. We're talking about these major life events, these major movements through darkness. So I'm going to talk about three tarot cards from the major arcana, and I'll have a little reading that you can do for yourself using these cards. So the first one that I want to talk about is, of course, the sun. And the sun is really a beautiful card in any deck, no matter what deck. And the Guardians of the Night, it has particular significance for me because there's a mountain cougar pictured in it. And mountain cougar is an animal that has been with me for for pretty much all of my adult life, and the medicine of that animal. And when you talk about the sun, the sun shows up, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere, as we start experiencing these longer days. And the sun really captures like all that potential that we have. And when it pops up in a reading, when when you draw it in a reading and it comes out in a reading, it's here to tell you that. It's here to tell you that better days are here, or better days are imminent. It's here to tell you that, like that old song that I love, "Here comes the sun," and really experiencing that totality of the solar eclipse really gives you a whole new appreciation for the sun. Even though the sun is literally millions and millions of miles away from the Earth, we can feel that heat. We feel the energy of the sun from millions and millions of miles away, so you can imagine, like sensing the energy of that eclipse. Like we can feel the heat of the sun. So it, I'm not surprised that we were feeling the energy of that eclipse from millions and millions of miles away. It was really intense. That sun comes out after these long dark nights of the soul, and it comes out after these long dark winters, and it reinvigorates us, and it kind of nudges us towards growth, and growth is a whole other complex beast, but it's always beautiful, and there's so much potential with growth. And one of the things that I've been doing lately, one of the things I've been doing lately with my meditation is to kind of allow myself to absorb the energy of the sun and to kind of shape shift into the energy of the sun. And you can do this too. And this is something that I learned from Lynn Roberts in her shamanic Reiki books. And it's one of my favorite things to do lately, especially as the days get longer, where even on a day like today, where it's cloudy and rainy, you can sit with it, and you know what the sun feels like on your body, and you can allow yourself to gently relax into that and feel into that energy, that heat of the sun, feel into that light. And as you breathe into it, you just allow your whole body to become that light of the sun. You can picture yourself as an extension of the light coming from the sun, millions and millions and mile, millions and millions of miles away. And that gives you a really good feeling about about what the sun is all about. The card, the sun in the tarot, is really about, it's about where you can allow yourself to shine. You know, what's shining in your life right now? Where is there light? And so we're all feeling that here in the Northern Hemisphere. We're definitely all feeling that lately. And the next card up that we have is judgment. And, you know, this is in times of old, you know, 600 years ago, you know, judgment was all about, it was about judgment day and the rapture, which, you know, obviously didn't happen. Or if it did happen, I'm still here. So, okay. And, you know, judgment really is about shedding the old. And obviously, you know, as we emerge, as we reemerge from winter into spring, you know, we're shedding lots of things. We're shedding our winter coats. We're shedding our wool socks. You know, we're shedding layers that we bundled ourselves up in. And one of my favorite depictions of the snake, again, of judgment, from Guardians of the Night Tarot, is of a snake shedding its skin and leaving that skin behind. And it's really a beautiful metaphor for it, because, you know, we're casting off all these things, all these old things that are just not working for us anymore, or that, you know, are ready to be let go of. And, you know, it's really important because we can feel really vulnerable in that time of judgment, you know, in that judgment, you know, we can feel really vulnerable with all these new perceptions and all these new beliefs and these things that we can ask ourselves. How has our perception of the world changed? How has our perception of ourself changed? You know, because we do that, we grow. And again, one of the most powerful shape-shifting meditations I ever did was to shape-shift into snake with my belly touching the earth. And it was an immensely grounding, you know, it was an immensely grounding experience. And there was this huge shift in perception for me of that kind of energy. And so whenever I pull the judgment card, or whenever the judgment card appears for me in a reading, you know, it's this, you know, you can look at it as this beautiful reemergence into a new way of thinking and acting and just being in the world. And speaking of the world, we have one of my personal favorites in the major arcana. We have the card called the World. And this is the final card in the major arcana. This is the last card of that particular part of the deck. And, you know, again, one of my favorite depictions of the world comes from the Animal Totem Tarot. And the Animal Totem Tarot pictures the world as an atoll, a volcanic island that was created from such big change deep within the earth. And it, you know, it's an island, it's concrete, it's land, you know, it's formed from these cataclysmic eruptions coming to the surface. And it seemed very solid, but, you know, we all know that it's still evolving. There's still lots of change happening under the surface. Things are still shifting. And the key message here for reemergence in the tarot is thinking about all these events that have unfolded beneath the surface and how these things have shaped you into who you are right now. And, you know, pair that with the knowledge that things will still change and you will still change. You know, this may be where you are right now, but things are still going to change. Things are still going to happen. And, you know, all these things that happen beneath the surface, it's important to take stock of these as you move forward, knowing that this is just one completion of many cycles. And you will definitely find yourself back here in this space again at some point in the future. So, you know, take the time right now to celebrate all that change and celebrate the accomplishments and celebrate what has happened. And at the same time, you know that we are moving forward. So taking all three of these, you know, taking all three of these, I can suggest, you know, the reading that I created, the tarot spread that I created for this uses all three of these cards as indicator cards. And, you know, I highly recommend, if you're going to do this reading again, keeping a tarot journal of some sort, you know, whether it's just a pretty notebook or, something that you can write it down and meditate on. So you can refer back to this throughout the entirety of the spring season, this east direction on the medicine wheel or the wheel of the year for any of us who follow that particular calendar. So to start this, take out the sun, take out the judgment, and take out the world, and lay them out, and then shuffle the rest of your deck. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can ask specific questions. I have three specific questions for three cards under each of these indicator cards. Or you can just, pull cards freely and pull three cards or one card for each of these indicator cards and meditate on that, meditate on the messages that you see coming through. And again, this is also now that the energy's kind of died down, this is a really good time to meditate and journal on these things, thinking about, what might still feel a little bit raw, what might, still kind of feeling into those shadowy things that have been brought to light. But if you want to work with the questions, here's what we've got. So under the sun, three cards, three questions. And again, you can do all three of these. You can do just one. You can do two. You can do any way you'd like, but these are my suggestions. So under the sun, the three cards, the three questions. One, where is my light shining most brightly right now? Two, where can abundance in my life be found right now? And three, what future success do I have to look forward to? And all three of these, when you take all three of these really capture the essence of the sun, and you can, as you look at that card, as you think of these, you can think of that energy, think of that warmth pervading every bit of your cells. Think of that inner light that exists in you as you're looking at those. And then under judgment, the three cards, three questions are number one, what am I ready to shed or let go of? Two, where am I feeling most vulnerable? And three, how has my perception of myself or the world changed? And again, like we were talking about before, when you're looking at judgment, you're looking at judgment from the perspective of perception. You're looking at judgment from the perspective of how we understand and relate to the world around us. And a lot of these things, these perceptions, these beliefs change over time, inevitably. I mean, I definitely do not perceive the world the same way that I did when I was in my 20s. It is very different now. My perce both my perceptions and myself. So it's important to kind of acknowledge that and, allow yourself and notice where you're feeling vulnerable. So those are for the judgment card. And then under the world, my favorite, under the world, three questions. One, what do I need to carry forward with me at this time? Two, how can I celebrate myself and my accomplishments? And three, what's the most important message I can hear about my journey so far? And these kind of questions, these three questions, these have kind of been pounded into my head lately. I've had several people like randomly in my life coming at me lately and telling me, oh, you need to take more credit for your accomplishments. Oh, you need to take more credit for your talents. Oh, you need to really own what you're good at. Just these people totally from totally random pieces of my life, people have been asking me these questions. So I'm like, yeah, so this is probably a good time to do that. And and it's true. I think a lot of us don't give ourselves enough credit for what we actually bring to the table, for what we actually bring to the world. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit for all the light that we have to share and all the beauty that we have to share in the world. And, looking at these questions under that particular tarot card, I think will maybe kind of help us get a better sense of that. Like I said, we need to do these kinds of we need to do these kinds of self-reflection when we're when we're reemerging from these dark nights and really kind of helps us to really kind of helps us get a handle on what kind of potential we have for the future, you know. And again, you know, this is a great reading you can do, you know, you can do every year. And, you know, it's important to remember too, you know, these re-emergent times, you know, they don't necessarily just happen in the springtime. You know, any time of the year we can go through a kind of initiation or a challenging time where we feel like we need to do that withdrawal, where we feel like we need to step back. And it's not always easy to do. Giving ourselves permission, you know, that sometimes that's the hard part. Giving ourselves permission to step back from the world and take stock. And sometimes we're kind of forced into it. You know, we may experience a loss of some kind, the loss of a job or the loss of a loved one, or, you know, some kind of a loss that shifts us into this hibernation mode. You know, they happen, you know, not just in the wintertime, not just in the darkness, you know, in the solar darkness. But, you know, they can happen pretty much at any time. So, you know, this is a spread that you can use. This is a tarot spread that you can use, you know, any time of the year when you feel like you are coming out of some kind of darkness, some kind of reflective period. And so, you know, I hope this has been helpful. I hope this has given you like a kind of a different way to look at this energy of reemergence and potential.
Oh, that's awesome, Jen. Every time we finish recording, I'm like, oh, I need to get my cards out and get going on this. So thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And happy spring.
Happy spring.
And I look forward to having you back again next month.
Me too. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week, and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.